This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com. Welcome to Sustainable Packaging with Corey Connors. Today's guests are very exciting people from across the pond. My friend Christelle from Easy Fares, she'll be talking about London Packaging Week, and we also have two expert judges for their awards. And I'm so excited to talk about all of these events that Easy Fares puts on. But London Packaging Week has become one of the premier events in that area and is really taking off and growing quickly. Christelle, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and this event?
Yes, thank you, Corey, and hello, everyone. And thank you again for the invitation. And thank you, Saul and Kane, for joining us. My name is Christelle Agnia, and I'm in charge of content and community and the community for the Paris Packaging Week. And now I'm involved in the London one, running in September, next September.
Very much looking forward to. I've been to Paris Packaging Week a few times, and it's one of the finest events I've ever attended. So I'm excited to see London and be to London for the first time this year. But can you tell us, how long has this show been running in London?
So as London Packaging Week since 2022, and before that for at least 10 years as Packaging Innovation and Luxury Packaging London. We did brand switch in 2022, as far as I remember, from Packaging Innovation London. And last year we moved from Kingston to Olympia. Sorry for my pronunciation, but to Excel.
Well, it's a very important show, and I think it's a trifecta of shows. The London and Milan and Paris Packaging Week have become pinnacles of the industry. So congratulations to you. I know you've won many awards for these shows, and I always celebrate your wins and your victories with you and your team. Let's talk about the size of the show. I know it's a little bit smaller than Paris Packaging Week, but it's still very substantial. How many exhibitors will London Packaging Week have?
We have something like more than 200 exhibitors. Some of them are, maybe you will know them, it's All Pack, Ifiosis, DS Smith as well, and Unifor Europe, and many more. So I can't list all of them.
Some very high-end packaging companies there, and some very high-end brands will be represented as well, which is exciting to see, including Kane and Saul. Their companies are leaders in the industry, so we're excited to talk to them. Let's talk about this London Packaging Awards. Why did we launch this, and how's it going so far?
So at Easy Fares, we organize always shows that drives the need to be inspired and to inspire the next generation, if I can say that.
Yeah.
So we want to encourage the progress in the area. So London Packaging Awards have been designed to promote advances in this sector, in sustainability, I would say.
Yes.
And in packaging in general. So it is the main aim of this awards.
Yeah.
And we already have these awards in Paris, very successful, but this one is in particular is really specific to the UK markets. So we encourage all the people who had great innovation to compete. And it's still time, because we have until end of May to, so the platform is open until end of May. So still time to compete.
That's wonderful. So that's really good news. We can still enter. And I agree with you. This is an opportunity to push yourself, to try new things in packaging, to innovate, to be more sustainable, to try something very different and impress the judges like Kane and Saul. Thank you, Christelle. Appreciate your insights there. But let's get to our two expert judges, two of, I think, 20 or so. The list of judges I saw was very impressive, including you two gentlemen. But Kane, let's start with you. Can you introduce yourself and tell us where you work and what you do?
Thank you, Corey. My name is Kane. I work at Suntory. And what I do is I am responsible for the creative direction of our prestige scotches. And this is in the Scotch and Irish House. What this means is I create the stories and the narratives and the concepts around the high age rare whiskies that we have, primarily on Bowmore and Laphroaig.
You're making me thirsty. Wow, that sounds great. How about you, Mr. Saul Johnstone? Can you tell us about yourself?
Of course. So thank you. I work in Heffer Picardy, based in Glasgow in Scotland. So I work within the procurement team. And contrary to regular belief, I'm not just a penny pincher when it comes to procurement. So yeah, a big part of that is involved with the packaging procurement for all our whiskies and Bombay Sapphire gin as well, and focus a lot on innovation projects, especially surrounding our single malts whiskey portfolio.
I think you're right. Sometimes purchasing gets a bad rap, and I understand that as a salesperson because it's always about price, but then you realize it's not. And what you've done to both of you to package your spirits is innovative and leading the industry, which is why I was so excited to speak with you both today. But let's go back to Kane. Kane, how did you get involved with London Packaging Week? And how has the experience of judging been so far?
Well, firstly, it probably goes without saying, but I'd like to say that packaging plays an absolutely crucial role in the emotive storytelling of a product, and it can make us feel the full gamut of emotion. So I'd just like to say thank you for the opportunity to celebrate the hard work of the people behind the packaging. And as an industry, I'd like to say thank you for having the opportunity to do that. So how did I get involved in London Packaging Week? So a large part of my role is creative one, so telling these stories of rare whiskies. And as such, I regularly attend packaging conferences and awards, partly to see what new innovations are coming out, partly to see what our competitors are up to. But on the back of attending the recent Paris Packaging Week in January, I was approached by Christelle to see if I'd like to be involved as a judge and sit as a judge. I was absolutely honored for the opportunity and I couldn't say no. So that's really how I got involved.
I love that. And you're exactly right. It tells a story. It provides emotion. It invokes feelings of your past and maybe your lineage. I think as I walk through a liquor store and I see an Irish whiskey, I think of my heritage. And it's very insightful. Well said, sir. Saul, how about you, my friend?
Yeah, similar story. But yeah, it's great to obviously be involved. The packaging plays a big part of my world and my job and a lot of people's worlds and jobs. So yeah, similar to Kane, it's a privilege to be able to be involved in judging these work, given the amount of work that goes into it. Me and Kane, I think, see more than maybe other people do as well in terms of how much effort and passion goes into making these packaging for our excellent products. So yeah, it's great to be part of it. Again, attend numerous shows, most recently the Paris one as well. And again, similarly was approached by Christelle following that to see if I would be part of the judging panel. And of course, I was absolutely more than happy to oblige to that. I'm excited to see obviously what's coming to the market and see the latest innovations that have been launched as well. So, no, it's exciting times.
Yeah, well said. And I think we speak a language of packaging. And that packaging language crosses all other languages. And we get a feeling when we pick up a bottle and we look at a label. And I think that's very innovative and very insightful. I would like to know, what are you looking for? When people, because the audience is going to enter their products to London Packaging Week, what do you want them to talk about when in their entry? What do you want them to show in the pictures? Can you speak to that? We'll go back to Kane to start.
Sure. For me personally, I'd like to see the packaging is relevant to the product. So it's not superfluous. It is telling a true story, an authentic story. It is sustainable. It has the right textures, the right tones, the right colors for the product it's trying to sell. And ultimately, it makes you feel something. You don't have to love it, you don't have to hate it, but you have to feel something. So that's what I'm looking for. And my focus professionally is primarily on the premium spirit side. So I'm also looking for those cues of luxury and quality at every touch point, relevant to the product.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, you don't want something that's just an add-on just to get attention, but it serves a purpose. Well said. How about you, Saul?
Yeah, I think Ian hit the nail on the head, to be honest with it. But no, likewise, again, my focus is on, again, luxury side, more premium packaging. So again, it's to see the quality of it, different types of materials as well. Again, what kind of printing norm materials are getting used there in terms of foiling techniques that are getting used, different technologies coming through. Again, how it brings the product to life and how it makes it really stand out on shelf. I think a big part of these awards is what makes it different to competitors, what makes it be a standout item in the shelf. So again, part of that is through the smart use of maybe uncommon and materials and made into packaging.
I'm going to ask you both a two-part question and both the same. So Kane, what's a trend in packaging that you're seeing that you like? And what's a trend in packaging that you're seeing that you don't like?
Sure. I'll answer the first one first, if that's all right.
Yeah,
it's probably
please.
A safer and easier one. Yeah. What I do like, and I'm seeing a trend, is the conscious move into more sustainable packaging solutions. Not because it's almost always the commercial right choice, but because it is the right choice to do as a society. The more cognizant we are of the impact of our packaging has on the environment, the better we can understand how to move towards more positive packaging. And packaging and the industry we're in should be part of a wider global conversation around sustainability. And it's wonderful to see the London Packaging Week, Paris Packaging Week, focusing on sustainability as we move towards this greener and brighter future. So hopefully that trend of sustainability and responsibility will continue.
It seems like it's going to stick this time. I agree with you. How about you, Saul? What's one thing a trend that you like in packaging?
Yeah, I think it's along, again, similar to the sustainability route for it. Obviously, it's a key focus for us all, not just from a CSR perspective of companies shouting about it. I think it's actually doing our greenwashing. I think it's actually the right direction in terms of doing the right thing and doing the correct thing. And you can see that really coming to life now as well. You can see more innovation coming through using biodegradable materials coming through now in terms of compostable plastics, plant-based polymers. More of that is being used and coming through now. Yes, still a lot in the food industry, but I think you can start seeing it more coming through now into spirits, into more consumer packaging, which is great to see. So hopefully that trend continues for us and obviously reduces the accumulation of waste into our landfills and oceans. So it's not greenwashing, it's not CSR, it's properly doing the right thing and actually considering the environment within our packaging.
Yeah, very true. And I have to commend Christelle and her team for bringing sustainability to the forefront of the Easy Fairs events. Well done, Christelle. How has sustainable packaging become such an important part of your events?
Actually, when we launched the first edition of PCD in 2001, I would say, the main focus was already on sustainability and innovation. So we were really in advance. At the time, it was not a real subject at the moment, but we tried as much as possible. We tried to highlight as well as brands looking for better packaging, I would say. But it was not the subject, the real subject. The subject was essentially on innovation, but obviously, because of laws and because of climate issues, it became a real problem to solve, if I can say that in that way. And obviously, we needed to be in the front of this, of course, because we can say that we are the most larger event in packaging. So it's our mission to bring solution. We don't say that we have all the solution, and it's also because we work with the industry that we are able to provide some of the solution, not all of them, of course.
Well, thank you for giving us a platform to show the sustainable innovations, and again, well done. It's exciting to be a part of your events.
Yeah, it's really a team effort, and we are very lucky to have people like Ken and Saul and so many others in Paris show as well, who supports the show, and they help us to bring the right subject, the right people to the stage. So we are very thankful, and people like you as well, Corrie, I would say.
Thank you. It's fun to be a part of the solution to the problem. And Kane, let's talk about things maybe that you're seeing that you would caution people against doing, something that maybe you don't like, a trend that you're seeing.
Sure. Great question. Difficult question. So personally, and I can't stress this enough, this is only my opinion. I don't want to upset any designers out there, but there is a trend towards minimalism and absolute simplification. I understand that for some packaging and products, it makes absolute sense, particularly how they show up from the physical world to the digital space. But I think it's perhaps gone a bit too far. Where's the maximal aesthetic of Louis XIV or serif fonts? We just need to bring back a bit of considered design rather than homogenization.
Yeah, well said. That's an important point. How about you, Saul? What do you think?
Yeah, again, opinion-based. For me, I still think there's a large single-use culture existing within consumers in terms of packaging. For that, I think the prevalence of single-use packaging kind of perpetuates a culture of convenience and disposability for it, encouraging customers to use products once and discard them. So I think addressing the single-use packaging culture requires a multifaceted approach to it, involving everybody, including businesses, governments, civil society, the full lot for it. So for me, I think as an industry, we need to push for more innovative solutions which can address this, as well as pushing education to consumers on waste management. I think that plastics are the devil in a lot of time, and it's not always necessarily the case. Sure. So I think, again, the trend towards that, I think, is negative. I think it's more of a education to consumers need to get pushed on how to manage waste for it, but at the same time, still moving away from this single-use plastic culture and this convenience culture that we continue to see through packaging.
Yeah, very accurate. I think consumers are realizing that they need to be part of the solution, and they need to pitch in or not pitch in and reuse. I think that's an incredible point. So this will be my first time in London, and I'd love to get some wisdom from all of you three. Maybe a pro tip about something I can look forward to at the event or something I can look forward to in London. What should I make sure to experience?
It was in Paris, I would say, the Tour Eiffel, of course, in London. I'm not used to go to London often, so even if we have offices over there, but we have a lot to do for Paris. But as I will be more and more involved in London, I will be there more often. Yep. At the show, make sure you attend the conferences, because we have three stages, very, very interesting conferences during the 2 days. And of course, the awards ceremony on the second day. Mm-hmm. It will be the first time we will run, as I said, the awards, and we will celebrate it during the show, during 1 hour. So, and then we will have some fun space to talk, to celebrate just after. So don't miss that at all.
Exciting. I can't wait. It's going to be a great event. How about you, Keen? Any tips for a first time London trip?
Sure. So London, generally, you absolutely have to go to Duke's Bar and have a martini. It's a bit of a rite of passage. It's absolutely incredible. For the Packaging Week itself, the content program is world-class, and there's some fantastic talks, presentations, fireside chats. There are multiple talks at the same time, so I'd look at the schedule ahead of time to figure out where you want to visit and when, just so you can plan the day better.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much. And Saul?
Yeah, well, I'm a tourist to London, but so I'm going to go down the tourist route and say Big Ben is one to visit, certainly if it's your first time going. Yeah. And yeah, I think focus more on the Packaging Week. I think the networking areas, I think, are excellent within the London Packaging Week and within the Paris one that we're really set up. So I imagine it'll be a similar setup to that this year again. So it's great to speak to people, engage to people. Even sometimes it's great speaking to exhibitors on their stand, but sometimes taking away from the stand for 20 minutes, a quick chat separately is really great as well. So again, I'd recommend doing that as well, making full use of the networking spaces made available there as well.
Yeah, well said. And EasyFairs does a really good job of providing spaces where you can actually sit down and have a conversation. I Absolutely. Kudos to Christelle and team for providing those kind of lounges where you can sit and have a conversation and get a little peace and quiet in a very busy show, but very exciting. This will be September 11th and 12th.
Yeah.
And, or as you say in Europe, the 11th and 12th of September. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all there. Thank you all.
Thank you. If I may just add something. So as I said, the platform is still open for, it's free of charge and it's judges by fabulous experts as Saul and Kane, but many others. We want to celebrate really innovative young talent and established brands. So yes, everyone is more than welcome to, yes, to compete and to enter any design, well-designed, well, everything you want, innovative product right. Into the London Innovation Awards. So
thank you, Christelle.
Really exciting about that.
Yeah, great advice. Be sure to enter, even if you don't think you have something that's really exciting. I think you'll be surprised oftentimes about what the judges see and that they can see what you visioned when you designed this new innovation. So well said. Thank you all. Appreciate your wisdom and thanks for what you do for the industry. See you in London.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright. Helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging, innovation, and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specrite.com/book. That's SPECRIGHT.com/book.